Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Tuesday, May 27, 2008. The Israeli siege on Gaza leaves four Palestinians killed, while troops attack West Bank cities, injuring seven. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One more Palestinian patient died on Tuesday after having been denied access to treatment outside the Gaza Strip. This is the 167th case where a patient dies from not receiving appropriate treatment due to denial of access to medical facilities outside Gaza by the Israeli army. Sources in Gaza declared that Muhammad Al-Imawi, 22, of the eastern Gaza city neighborhood of Al-Shuja'iyya, died of cancer at Gaza City Hospital. Al-Imawi received treatment at an Israeli hospital several months ago. A couple of days ago, he was heading to Israel to receive his regular checkup when his access was delayed by the Israeli army, causing him severe bleeding until he died. Earlier, doctors announced the death of an infant after his access to medical care outside the coastal region was delayed because of the Israeli blockade. On Monday night, two 10-day-old twin sisters died in the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Doctors say the twins needed medicine that is not available in Gaza due to the Israeli siege. In addition, both were not allowed to leave Gaza by the army to get the life-saving medical care they needed, doctors added. Israel has placed the Gaza Strip under total siege for 11 months now, leaving 1.5 million Palestinians living in the coastal enclave lacking medicine, food, water, and fuel. In the West Bank, the Israeli army attacked the city of Qalqilya on Tuesday, leading to 7 civilians injured and 8 kidnapped by the army. Army jeeps and a bulldozer invaded downtown Qalqilya city in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Troops opened fire randomly at resident homes and started to conduct a house-to-house search campaign. Witnesses said that local youth gathered near the attacked area and hurled stones at the invading troops. Soldiers responded with tear gas and live rounds. 8 were injured by the army fire, among them Muadh Abu Hamad, who sustained critical wounds in the face. According to media sources in Qalqilya, the army has blocked the entire city center, which paralyzed life in the city. In related news, the Israeli army announced that its troops have kidnapped at least 13 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting the West Bank cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, and Nablus. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura and George Shmawi.